ஆமன்.
旧约的以色列人被称为是神的选民。
The Israelites in the Old Testament were called the chosen people of God.
他们是神从万民当中所分别出来而拣选的。
They were chosen and selected from amongst the many different nations.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们也是被分别而拣选。
And today we also are separated and selected.
那这个就是神的恩典。
And that is God's grace.
那我们领受恩典，那神也要我们尽责任。
When we receive the grace, God also wants us to take our responsibility.
我们的责任就是要努力的去追求成为圣洁。
Our responsibility is to pursue and complete the purity.
所以分别出来，这是恩典。
To be separated out is a grace.
那我们来追求成圣，这个是我们的责任。
And to pursue after the consecration, that is our responsibility.
我们先领受了恩典，然后我们来尽我们的责任。
We receive the grace and we undertake our responsibility.
我们参考启示录十六章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16, verse 15.
看啊，我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的有福了。
Verse 15. Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may go naked and be shamefully exposed.
这里说我们要警守看守衣服。
Here it says that we have to stay awake and keep our clothes.
意思就是说我们是有一件衣服。
That means that we have a set of clothes.
那这件衣服呢，有可能呢，会没有了。
There's a possibility our the set of clothes may disappear.
我们领受神的恩惠。
We receive God's grace.
我们受洗成为义，这个被神来称义。
We are baptized and are justified by God.
那我们要看守好这一个身份。
Then therefore we have to keep onto this this status.
好，那我们从利未记啊，我们一起来看啊，我们如何来追求过一个圣洁的生活。
So let's look at Leviticus to see how we can pursue a holy life.
我们请看利未记十一章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 11. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44.
我是主你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的，你们不可在地上的爬物污秽自己。
Verse 44, I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves about on the ground.
在这里说要成为圣洁。
It says here that we have to be holy.
那 不可以污秽自己。
And we cannot desecrate ourselves.
那所以在十一章里头，神就吩咐了这个以色列的百姓，什么是圣洁的物，什么是不圣洁的。
And in chapter 11, God tells the Israelites what are the unclean and clean things.
他们要吃这一种这个洁这个吃洁净的物，洁净的东西。
They have to eat the clean food.
那为什么神这样来吩咐来规定他们呢？
Why did God command this of them?
因为这个跟他们的拜神有关系。
Because it's related to how they worship the Lord.
他们献祭给神的时候，他们要献祭这些洁净的物。
When they make sacrifices, they have to sacrifice clean animals.
那这个是从在很早的很早的时候啊，他们就以人类就已经知道这个洁净的动物跟不洁净的动物。
Humankind knew this from long before that they had the difference between unclean and clean animals.
我们请参考创世纪第八章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章二十节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 20.
二十节，挪亚为主筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。
Verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and said, taking some of the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it.
在挪亚出方舟，他的献祭啊，他就已经知道是要献上洁净的。
When Noah was building the ark, he knew already to offer clean animals.
啊，所以神要这些以色列人，他们在日常生活里头。他们所吃的食物也是要洁净的。
Therefore, God also wanted the Israelites to eat the clean food in their lives as well.
他们不能够献洁净的给神，自己的生活里头他们吃的是不洁净的。
They could not offer just clean, the clean food to the Lord, but eat unclean food themselves.
这来提醒我们啊，我们敬拜神这一件事情啊，也要实行在。我们的日常生活里头。
And this is a reminder to us that when we worship the Lord, we also have to act it out in our lives.
就是我们的每一天的生活里头，我们是过着敬畏神的生活。
That is, in our daily lives, we live a life that is of the Lord.
不是来到会堂，我们才成为一个敬拜神的人。
It is not just that we come to the chapel and we are considered worshiping the Lord.
无论在哪里，我们都是一个敬畏神的人。
No matter where we are considered to be worshiping the Lord.
无论什么时候，我们都是一个敬畏神的人。
And no matter when, we are always worshiping of the Lord.
我们走出了会堂，我们是一个敬畏神的人。
When we leave the chapel, we are still worshiping the Lord.
我们在家庭里头，我们是一个敬畏神的人。
At our home, we are worshiping the Lord.
在工作的地方，我们是一个敬畏神的人。
And when we are at work, we are still worshiping of the Lord.
在学校里头，我们是一个敬畏神的人。
In our school, we are worshiping of the Lord.
在亲戚朋友当中，我们是一个敬畏神的人。
In amongst our friends and family, we are worshiping the Lord.
就好像丹尼里，他们在巴比伦的王宫里头，他们不愿意吃那个不洁净的东西。
Just like Daniel, when he was in the palace, he would not eat the unclean items.
因为虽然他们人已经不在以色列地。
Even though they were not in Israel anymore.
虽然那个时候或许他们的周围绝大部分甚至呢是绝大部分都是外邦人甚至可能只有少数的以色列人。
Even though surrounding them were all the Gentiles and very few Jews.
那虽然那个时刻他们是被抓来的他们是仆人。
And even though at that moment they were captured and they were slaves,
但是他们仍然努力的来做一个敬畏神的人。
But they still worked hard to worship the Lord.
我们常常说为神做见证，为神做见证。
We often say that we testify for the Lord.
其实常常我们的见证就在我们的生活里头。
Oftentimes, our testimony is in our life.
如果我们随时随地都做一个敬畏神的人，这就是一个很大的见证。
If we are always worshiping the Lord, that is the biggest testimony.
像保罗所说的，人家看我们就好像是一个明亮的光。
Just like Paul said that when people see us, we are like a bright light.
就好像主耶稣说的，你们能够彼此相爱。人就认出你们是我的门徒。
Just like Jesus said that if you can love each other, then people will know that you are you are my people.
我们请参考耶利米书三十五章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter
35. 耶利米书三十五章第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 35 verse 5.
于是我在利甲族人面前设摆盛满酒的碗和杯，对他们说：“请你们喝酒。”
Verse 5, then I set bowls full of wine and some cups before the men of the Rechabite family and said to them, drink some wine.
这是耶利米先知他摆设酒要请这个利甲族的人喝。
Over here, Jeremiah offered wine to the Rechabite family.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们却说我们不喝酒，因为我们先祖利甲的儿子耶拿达曾吩咐我们，说你们与你们的子孙永不可喝酒。
Verse 6. But they replied, we do not drink wine because our forefather Jonadab, son of Rechab, gave us his command. Neither you or your descendants must ever drink wine.
但是这些人他们拒绝来饮用这些酒。
But the Rechabites refused the wine.
虽然已经年代过了很久。
Even though many generations had passed,
但是他们还是守着这一个规定。
They still kept this commandment.
虽然地点也换了，但是他们还是守着这一个规定。
Even though the location had changed, they still kept to this commandment.
这给我们一个敬畏神的人，立志做一个敬畏神的人，是一个很好的榜样提醒。
And this is a very good example and reminder to all of us who are trying to be a good Christian.
无论在哪里，无论什么时候，我们是一个敬畏神的人。
No matter where we are, no matter when we are, we are always of respect to the Lord.
神为什么吩咐这些以色列人洁净的物跟不洁净的物？
Why did God differentiate between the clean and unclean?
这个跟卫生跟健康有关系。
This is related to hygiene and health.
我们请参考《生命记》第七章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记第七章十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 15.
十五节，主必使一切的疾病离开你，你所知道埃及人各样的恶疾，他不加在你们身上，只加在一切恨恶。恨你们的人身上。
Verse 15, the Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on those who hate you.
这个是神给以色列百姓的一个很大的应许。
This is a great promise that God gave to the Israelites.
神希望他的百姓能够有健康的身体能够过着一个健康的生活。
God wanted his people to have a healthy life to, and have healthy bodies.
所以神也知道怎样的食物对他们是有好处的。
God knew what kinds of food were good for them and had benefit to them.
神知道怎样的食物可能会伤害这些百姓的健康。
God knew what kinds of food would harm the health of the Israelites.
既然神应许要让他们有健康的身体神就清楚的来指示他们什么是可吃的，什么是不可吃的。
Since God promised that they would have a healthy life, God set out to them to say what they could eat and what they could not.
所以他们照着神给他们的吩咐这样来遵守，他们就容易来保持他们身体的健康。
If they follow what God had commanded them, then it would be easy for them to keep their health.
身体的健康是我们生活当中一个很重要的一件事情。
Bodily health is a very important thing in our lives.
所以今天神也愿意让我们能够常常有一个健康的身体。
Likewise, God wants us to have a healthy body.
那我们人也当尽我们当尽的本分。
And as a man, we should undertake our own responsibility.
今天有关健康的知识非常的丰富，非常的发达。
Today, the knowledge regarding health is extremely abundant and very advanced.
我们知道了，那我们就照着这样来吃或者来用我们能够维持我们的健康。
When we know and we eat and do accordingly, then we can keep our health.
所以在提摩太前书第五章，这个提摩太他的胃不是很健康。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 5, Timothy's stomach was not well.
保罗他知道如果用一点酒的话，对提摩太的身体会有帮助。
Paul knew that if he used a little bit of alcohol, it would help him.
好，我们请看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章二十五节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 2.
二十三节。
23.
二十三节，因为你胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。
Verse 23, stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses.
保罗他有这一有这个这一方面的这个他可能有这方面医学上的尝试。
Paul had a little bit of this common knowledge.
所以他就建议提摩太，你应该这样子来让你的身体能够更健康。
And he suggested to Timothy that why don't you do this so you can be a little bit healthier.
这个看起来好像跟保罗平常的书信好像不太有关联。
Looks like over here it's not really related to Paul's usual writings.
虽然只有一个经节但是应该也是一个很好的提醒。
And even though it's only one verse, it is still a good reminder.
这个不但做圣工的人，我想每一个人总是需要有一个健康的身体。
Not only holy workers, but I believe that everyone needs a healthy body.
虽然我们都有神的看顾、神的保守但是在我们所知道的范围之内，我们应该尽尽我们的本分。
Even though we are all under the care and protection of God, we should all undertake our responsibility.
神也常常，我想神也是很喜欢我们用一个健康的身心来服侍他。
God also likes us to serve Him with a healthy body.
那我们的身体也是圣灵的殿。
Our body is also a holy temple.
所以我们也是需要照着我们的所知道的，我们的能力来照顾好我们的身体。
Therefore, we also have to do what we know, use what we know to take care of our body.
神为什么告诉百姓什么是洁净的物，什么是不洁净的物？
Why did God tell the Israelites what was unclean and what was clean?
在生活当中，他们要吃那种洁净的东西。
In their lives, they had to eat the clean things.
这些洁净的动物也是用来做奉献，用来做献祭的。
The clean animals were also used in sacrifice.
我想这也是给我们这个对我们生活的态度的一种培养跟实行。
I think this is also a training and realization of in our life.
这也是对信仰的态度的一个信念。
This is also a realization in our faith.
有很多可以吃的东西，但是呢，他们就只吃洁净的物。
There are so many things to eat, but they only eat the clean things.
他们不要因为吃的东西而来得罪神。
They did not want to sin against God by eating the unclean things.
这个吃的东西就代表的物质。
Eating things represents the material things.
今天我们不要用这个物质因为物质而来得罪神。
And today we should not let the material things have material things cause us to sin against God.
这个是一个态度的问题。
This is a question of attitude.
这个东西本身，食物的本身它是中性的。
The material thing or food is a center.
那主要的是我们对神的所吩咐的态度是怎样。
The main point is what is our attitude toward God.
所以虽然它是物质。也会造成我们因为物质而来得罪神。
Because even though they are just physical things, these physical things will cause us to sin against God.
请参考马太福音第四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音四章第四节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 4。
第四节，耶稣回答说：“经上记着，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
Verse 4, Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God."
当时的主耶稣啊，他这个肚子很饿。
During that time, Jesus was very hungry.
那这个魔鬼来试探他，要他将石头变成饼来吃。
The devil came to tempt him and told him to turn the stones to bread.
啊，是的，这个时候肉体上他真的他很需要食物。
Truly, during that time, his physical body was weak and he needed food.
啊，但是这个物质这一件事情，这个是出于魔鬼的试探。
But this physical thing was came from Satan's temptation.
啊，所以主耶稣就说，人活着不是单靠食物。
That is why Jesus said that man does not live on bread alone.
哦，他不要因为肚子饿需要这个食物而来进入试探里头。
He did not want to enter into a temptation because of his own hunger.
一个人进入试探就很容易的来得罪神。
When someone enters into temptation, it is very easy to sin against God.
那常常是因为物质让我们进入试探。
And often it is physical things that cause us to enter into temptation.
那我们是生活在这个物质界里头。
We live in the physical world.
那我们要努力的，不要因为物质来得罪神。
And we have to work hard to not let these physical things cause us to sin.
那这个对我们也是一种的训练。
This is also a training for us.
啊，就是训练我们真的能够信靠神，交托神。
He trains us to rely on God and believe in God.
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
32节，这都是外邦人所求的，你们所需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Verse 32, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
34节，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
人所看得见摸得着的物质啊，它是对人来讲啊，它是很实际的。
The things that man can see and touch to us are very practical.
啊，当我觉得我可能会缺少的时候。
When I feel like I need something.
啊，当我面临啊缺少的时候。
When I need, realize I need some, lack something.
啊，这个常常可能就会是我们物质对我们来讲可能会是一个试探。
This may be to us a temptation of the physical thing.
可能有声音告诉我们，就这一次啊，是违背圣经的原则，我们来获得。
We might hear a voice that says us, just this time, we'll go against God to gain that thing.
因为我真的可能会哦，我是面对着缺乏，那么就这一次好了。
Because maybe I'm really facing this need, and just this one time, I'll go against God.
或许有一个声音告诉我们，在我们心中来。来提醒着我们说，这是一个好机会。
Maybe there's a voice in our mind that says that tells us this is a good opportunity.
啊，就抓住这一次机会就好了，以后不再这么做了。
Just grasp onto this opportunity this one time, and you won't ever do it again.
啊，如果这一次成功了，啊，将来就一点缺乏都不用去忧虑了。
If you're successful this time, then you don't ever have to worry ever again.
在生活当中，有时候我们真的会落入这样的一个啊，一个试探里头。
In our lives, truly sometimes we'll enter into this sort of temptation.
所以主耶稣啊，他在这里很 很具有啊这种鼓励安慰的啊这样的一个勉励。
That's why Jesus Christ had a very encouraging and comforting tone for us.
啊，他说我们所需用的这一切，天父知道。
He said that all the things we need, God knows.
啊，无论如何，我们还是一样要先求神的国、神的义。
And no matter what, we have to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
啊，无论如何，我们做对的事情，走在对的路上。
No matter what, we do the right things and walk on the right path.
啊，无论如何，我们所想到的是神的国、神的荣耀。
No matter what, we think about God's kingdom and His glory.
那这样子来训练我们啊，过着一个信靠神、依赖神的生活。
And this trains us to live a life that relying on God.
那也能够照主耶稣所说的，我们一天的忧虑一天当就够了。
And then we can follow what Jesus said that just worry about each day by itself.
如果以色列人跟外邦人来做比较，
If you compare the Gentiles with the Israelites,
这个以色列人他们所能够获得的食物的范围就比外邦人还少。
What the Israelites can gain from the food is less than what the Gentiles could have.
但是神是他们的，是他们的依靠。
But God is their reliance.
神来是供应，是一个供应者。
God is one that gives it to them.
神要以色列人他们吃洁净的东西。
God wanted the Israelites to eat the clean things.
那这个也跟我们我们的这种这个生活习惯的一个，也是给我们一个生活习惯的提醒。
And this it's also a reminder for our how we live our daily lives.
如果他们吃了不洁净的他们就污秽了自己。
If they eat something that's unclean, they desecrate themselves.
如果他们污秽了自己，他们就不能够让神得荣耀。
If they desecrate themselves, then they cannot let God be glorified.
所以虽然外邦人也都去吃用那些不洁净的。
And even though all the Gentiles ate those unclean foods.
但是呢，这些以色列人他们要节制要能够 self control 他们自己，不去吃那些不洁净的。
The Israelites, however, had to have self control to not eat those things.
或许这些不洁，当这些所谓不洁净的也是很好吃的，也是很可口的的东西。
Perhaps those things that they could not eat were very delicious things.
但是生活在人们当中，他们要节制，我不去吃。
But living amongst all the people, they had to have the self-control to say, "I will not eat it."
这个人的这种吃的这个欲望这个是一个生来就有的是一个很自然的事情。
Man's desire to eat is a very natural thing. It comes when you are born.
但是对以色列人来讲，他们要节制自己，不去吃不洁净的。
But the Israelites had to have self-control to not eat those things.
那今天这个就是提醒我们在生活当中我们要节制。
It's a reminder for us today that we have to have self-control in our lives today.
生活当中可能有一些事情是我们很喜欢的。
In our lives, there may be some things that we like a lot.
那我们所喜欢的，我们人就很容易失去了节制。
And if there's something we like a lot, often we lose our self-control.
那失去节制总是对我们自己、对别人会造成伤害。
When we lose our self-control, we will harm ourselves and harm others.
不但这样子，也很可能不能够来让神得荣耀。
And not only that, we also cause that we also keep God from being glorified.
所以在这个新约圣经里头，这种醉酒荒宴这是一种罪甚至会跟神的国无混。
That's why in the New Testament, drunkenness is not part of the Lord. You have no part with the Lord.
我们请参考哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31。
31节，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Verse 31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
吃喝这个虽然是一个很平常的事情，
even though eating and drinking is a very common thing,
但是如果没有节制的话，可能会这个不荣耀神。
But if we do not show self-control, we may not be able to glorify God.
那如果我们能够节制，那我们可以荣耀神。
If we can have self-control, then we will be able to glorify God.
那当然不只是吃的这一方面，生活的每一个层面都要有节制。
Of course, it's not just eating and drinking, but every aspect in our life.
主耶稣来了之后，我们不再用牛羊来献祭。
After Jesus Christ came, we no longer offer a cow, the oxen, and the sheep.
在新约时代，也不再有这些饮食的这些条例。
In the New Testament, we no longer have the regulations for food.
但是从当时的这些条例里头，我们却能够来得到一些属灵的教训跟意义。
But from the regulations of we learn, we gain spiritual teachings and meaning.
这能够成为我们生活当中的一种知识智慧。
And this will become part of our knowledge of in life and wisdom in life.
这也成为我们追求成圣的一个教导。
And this is also a teaching for us to pursue after holiness.
我们请看利未记十一章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记十一章第一节到第三节。
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1-3.
主对摩西、亚伦说：“你们小谕以色列人说，在地上一切走兽中可吃的，乃是这些：顽蹄分两半，倒嚼的走兽，你们都可以吃。”
Verse 2, say to the Israelites, of all the animals that live on land, these are the ones you may eat. You may meet many animal that has a split hoof completely divided and that chews a cud.
有关牲畜呢，这里提到两件事情。
In regards to animals, this verse talks about two things.
第一个就是要分蹄。
First is that the hoof has to be split.
那我们已经讲过，我们是被分别而拣选。
We talked earlier that we have been separated and selected.
所以我们在生活当中，我们也要跟一般的人有所分别。
So in our lives, we also have to have separation from how others live.
神所不喜悦的事情，我们不参与。
The things that God that does not please God, we do not participate in.
神这个违背圣经的原则的事情，我们不去做。
The things that go against the principles of the Bible, we do not do them.
这个社会上有一些是人们在生活当中在做的，也不违背社会上的法律的，但是如果是神不喜悦的，我们要分别，我们不去做。
In society, even though people do things that may not go against societal norms, if it goes against the Bible, we do not do it.
我们请参考出埃及记二十三章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter
23. 出埃及记二十三章。
Exodus chapter 23.
第一节。
Verse 1.
不可随火散布谣言，不可以二人联手妄作见证。
Verse 1, do not spread false reports. Do not help a wicked man by being a malicious witness.
别人在散布谣言，我们不清楚这个是真的还假的，我们就不要跟人家一起去讲这些事情。
When people are spreading false reports, if we do not know whether it's true or not, we should not participate in that spreading.
如果尤其我们知道这个是假的，这个是用意是要去 伤害某个人或某个团体，我们更不能参加。
And especially if we know that it is a false report and we know that it's being used to harm someone, we should not participate even more.
第二节
，verse two，
不可随众行恶，不可在争讼的事上啊随众偏行，作见证，枉欺正直。
Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you do give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd.
哦，有些时候多数啊不等于是对。
Sometimes more does not mean it is right. 哦，
所以我们要懂要认识这个神的教导，圣经的原则。
Therefore, we have to know the Bible's teachings and its principles.
哦，这样我们才不会像这里所说的随众去行恶。
That way, we won't be like what the Bible says here, that side with the crowd to do evil.
哦，我们是有所分别的。
We separate.
哦，我们是有智慧的。
We have wisdom.
哦，我们做神所喜悦的事情，能够荣耀神的事情。
We do things that please God so that we can glorify God.
再来，这个动物要能够倒嚼。
And furthermore, the animal has to have a split hoof.
11章的利未记十一章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 11 verse 3.
那个动物不但蹄分两半，而且呢，它可以倒嚼。
The animal not only has a split hoof, he also chews the cud.
啊，我们常常说这个神的教训啊，就好像是食物一样，把它吃进去。
We often say that God's teachings are like food. We eat it.
啊，我们领受神的教训。
We accept God's teachings.
啊，那倒嚼的意思就是吃进去，又回到嘴巴里头啊，再去咬。
Chewing the cud here means that we take in the food and then it comes back again and we're still chewing it.
这就是我们反复的去思想神的教训。
That means that we are repeatedly thinking about God's teachings.
一方面帮助我们真正的去明白神的教训。
And in that way we can remember his teachings.
一方面让我们深深地记得神的教训。
And another way, it reminds us of God's sacrifice.
哦，这样子我们会成为一个蒙福的人。
That way we can be one who will be blessed.
啊，因为我们更容易去过着一个荣耀神的生活。
And that way we can live a life that glorifies the Lord.
我们请再看利未记十一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11.
十一章第九节。
11 verse 9.
水中可吃的乃是这些，凡在水里、海里、河里有刺有鳞的都可以吃。
Verse 9, of all the creatures living in the water of the seas and streams, you may eat any that have fins and scales.
啊，这里说在水中的啊，它是洁净的，它就要有刺有鳞。
Over here it says that the animals are clean, that are the ones that have fins and scales.
啊，这个刺啊，就跟行动跟方向有关系。
Fins means that you have a related direction, you have and movement.
那所以我们一个基督徒啊，要有正确的方向。
So as Christians, we have to have the proper direction.
我们羡慕那一个永恒的价值。
We crave for the eternal treasure.
我们向着永恒来努力前进。
We work for the eternal, and we work forward for the eternity.
我们不是随着世界的潮流这样在飘荡。
We're not fluttering with the world.
这个鱼的鳞啊，对鱼来讲是有那个保护的作用。
The scales.Or fish, I have a function of protection.
那今天我们生活在这个现实的世界里头，我们要保护自己。
In this world today, we have to protect ourselves.
我们不要受到伤害，不要受到污染。
We should not be harmed or be influenced.
尤其是我们的思想，我们的信仰。
especially our thinking and our faith.
哦，我们要保护自己，不要让我们的信仰受到这个受到污染，受到伤害。
We have to protect ourselves so that our faith is not harmed or polluted.
哦，所以主耶稣勉励门徒说，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
That's why Jesus Christ said that you have to be alert and pray, otherwise you'd be led astray.
用祷告来保护自己。
We protect ourselves through prayer.
缺少祷告就容易入了迷惑。
When you lack prayer, it's easy for you to be led astray.
入了迷惑就会受污染，就会伤害自己。
When you are lost, then you are easily polluted and you harm yourself.
我们最后看哥林多后书第六章。
Lastly, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17.
你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要再沾不洁的物，我就收纳你们。
Verse 17, therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you.
我们已经被分别出来，我们就不要再进入那个污秽里头。
We have been separated out, so let us not return into the unclean things.
不要再让不洁净的，以色列人不可以让不洁净的物来污秽他们。
The Israelites could not allow the unclean things to defile them.
今天我们不能够让污秽的行为来污秽了我们自己。
Today we cannot allow the unclean actions, unclean behaviors to defile ourselves.
今天我们不能够让污秽的言语来污秽我们自己。
We cannot let the unclean words defile ourselves.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says Lord Almighty.
所以启示录告诉我们说，不要赤身肉体了。
So Revelations tell us that we should not be shameful naked.
那如果我们保持着神所赐给我们的这个义袍，我们才能够随时随地的来荣耀神。
And if we can hang on to the righteous clothing that God has given us, then we can always glorify Him.
我们生活的每一个层面都在表明着我们在荣耀神。
Every aspect that we live in our life is showing God.
这是我们的本分。
That is our responsibility.
因为神已经拣选我们。
Because God has chosen us.
唱诗236首。
Let's sing Him 234.
236.
236.